Cody, I guess just thoughts when you found out you were coming to Winnipeg and what the last 24, 48 hours have been like here for you?
Just a lot of absorbing, getting familiar with the team. Tried to watch the game yesterday, but Wi-Fi on the plane wasn't too strong, so but excited for an opportunity and good home stretch here.
Did you see this coming at all?
I don't think you really see it coming, but you know, somewhat prepared, I guess. You know, you kind of, you know, just think how the team and the cap, I guess, all that looks. So I'm unfortunate to start, but excited about it now. Yeah, it's been tough. Some ups and downs, some injuries. Tough to find my groove after that, but I've gone through that before. So this is the time of season you want to be playing, and you know, I'm feeling good and ready to rock.
Sounds like you play center here. What do you bring to the lineup, I suppose?
Just a constant, reliable work ethic. You know, up and down the ice, 200-foot game, and hopefully to bring a little energy to the guys and. So just hopefully be consistent and reliable.
When you in Dallas and Vegas, when you would prepare to play the Winnipeg Jets, what did you like about the team, and how do you think that you can fit into that mix?
Yeah, it's a fast team. I think they start in net. It's strong, and right up to the forwards. You know, always been fast. Always been able to score. A couple injuries now, but you know. Always tough games to play. Tough building to play in. They play a consistent, strong game, and you know, like I said, it's going to be fun to be a part of.
When you hear that you're coming to Winnipeg, does the phone light up with people back home? Like, what was that day like?
Yeah, it lights up. You get a lot of messages. You know, have some fans in the first game home. Family's excited. You know, so it'll be fun. I haven't been back home in the winter since I was 15, so. Should be fun.
You were a 90, you're 91, so you're a youngster when the first Jets left. Did you have any recollection? Do you have any memories of the first group? Were you a fan, or the family a fan?
Well, they left when I was, what, five? Yeah, came back my first year pro, so I remember in Hershey I was watching the first game. You know, you can feel through the TV the electricity in the city, and, you know, how proud they are of their team. And, like I said, it should be fun coming home, and a fun one to start today.
Back when you were growing up, I mean, was there any thought back then that before the Jets returned to Winnipeg, you thought that you'd ever have an opportunity to play?
Yeah, they were always an icon. I never really got a chance to play. I watched a lot of the Moose games. We'd go there for Timbits hockey and all that, and through Pee Wee and stuff. But I was always an icon, but they never had that personal connection, you know, growing up and watching them. It was tough. Yeah, I think it was tough. But I've been through some things, and, you know, that's just the way the business is. So I was, like I said, it was tough, but I was professional, and, you know, I had a great 2.5 years in Las Vegas.
Sometimes players have moved at this time of year, they're going from a situation where they were out of the playoffs into a race. You were probably going to be there, and now you're in a race again. Still excited about a postseason rush with these guys?
Absolutely. That's, you know, like I said, this is the best time of year to play hockey. And to be right in the fight is, you know, something I love to do. And it makes it easy to get up for the games. And, you know, it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be some good battles. And every point's going to matter from here on out.